A word for you from Psalm 112, verse 3. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. We're speaking here about the blessings upon the person and everything that that person touches, so to say. That person who fears the Lord and who delights in his law. And here we have spoken previously about his children or those who are his nearest and dearest. But here it speaks about blessings in his house. Wealth and riches are in his house. It does not mean that the person, every Christian, becomes a multimillionaire. We're not claiming wealth, health, and prosperity, come to Christ and get rich, no. But nevertheless, there are blessings that are very visible in the house of the person who loves God, who fears him, who delights in his law. Now, it might not just be material blessing. In fact, the person in the eyes of the world might seem quite poor, but there are still riches in that person's house. The riches of peace in the home. Just imagine, the world craves for it. Multi-billionaires sometimes lack this very quality, peace and love in the home, a quietness, a feeling of belonging for the children and all those who visit that house. And I don't just mean that building, but who are in contact with that person and his family. They feel uplifted whenever they've been there, because there are wealth, there is wealth, and there are riches in that house. Tell me, do other people feel enriched? Do they feel wealthier when they've been in contact with you? And it doesn't mean that you have Bible punched them. It doesn't mean that you have always spoken about the Bible to them, although that should be the natural way of speaking very often. But it means just by being with you, you breathe and live blessing. God blesses those who are close to you because you fear him and delight in his law. Do you have those blessings? Those blessings that are so close to the ones that are closest to you. You might imagine going to foreign lands to preach the gospel, to bring the blessings of the gospel to those at the uttermost ends of the earth. But maybe God just simply wants to bless your family this year, even if you don't have children. But those who are close to you, God wants you to be that vessel of honor through whom he can work.